Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. It is said that to immobilize a centipede, all you have to do is ask, "What foot do you lead with?" I don't know if that works, but I do know that all you have to do to bring just about any kind of human activity to a halt is ask, "If we do this, what will they do in response?" It's a trick question, because it implies the possibility of knowing an unknowable thing, what they will do. In my opinion, this question should be labeled the eighth deadly sin, right after sloth, as a serial killer of good ideas. For example, now and then during my career as a journalist, I have been told by lawyers that if I published or broadcast a story containing information reflecting badly on some public figure, I would be sued. The lawyers were in every case impervious to my assertions that I had solid, admissible evidence of the accuracy of the report, that I understood the five elements that any successful libel or slander suit had to satisfy in order to prevail, and had solid defenses against all of them, and that in my opinion the public figure in question was a spineless wuss who would never dare to challenge any critic in court. But here's the thing. The lawyers recommending that I spike the story were not representing the public figure. They were working for my employers. I was required by certain employers to submit certain kinds of stories for prior legal review, and the legal review always concluded, "You can't do that, because they will sue us." I don't remember ever giving in to such a challenge. I was able to prevail because my bosses were journalists, not lawyers. If the lawyers had been in the editor's chairs, we would have had a lot of dead air and blank pages. By the way, not once in my career was I ever threatened with legal action by a public figure. If we do this, what will they do? Not only is it a trick question because it presumes knowledge impossible to have, it's a coward's question, because it invites speculation about the absolute worst the antagonist can possibly do, and then suggests nothing is worth risking that. It's a question that does its worst damage in politics and government. Democrats are especially addicted to it, and its corollary, what can we do that will make them treat us better? It still pains me to recall that Barack Obama, whom I like and respect, during the primary season of the 2008 presidential election, took advocacy of Medicare for All off the campaign table, hoping for a better deal from Republicans. As usual, he got their worst possible deal. The Republicans have learned to play the Democrats around this question like a well-oiled piano. The Democrats proposed some legislation, already neutered, to avoid a harsh reaction, and the Republicans say, "Well, we could go for that if it said this and this and this." So the Democrats put this and this and this in the bill, turning it into a Republican piece of legislation. Then the Republicans don't vote for it anyway. If it passes without Republican votes, well, the Republicans just take loud public credit for it. They do this about as often as Lucy pulls the football away from Charlie Brown's kick. And just like Charlie Brown, the Democrats always come back to try again. An estimate of how the opposition will react to a proposal is not a legitimate basis for evaluating the proposal. Is it the right thing to do? Does it help people? Is it necessary? Those are the right things to ask, the questions that elicit the answers needed to make a decision. If it's right and helpful and necessary, then do it, and the devil take the opposition. The most fraught question on the Democrats' table right now is, what will they do if Trump is prosecuted? Will they retaliate? Wrong question. The only admissible question is, what does the law require? My personal nightmare is that Joe Biden, a nice guy all his life, getting close to the 2024 election, wanting Republicans to think well of him, and wanting to spare the country any adverse experience, grants Trump a pardon. But there are signs that the Democratic centipede has stopped thinking about its feet and is slowly untangling them from this disabling question. Democrats are mightily tired of being sledgehammered while bleating, "What about bipartisanship?" This is a good trend. Encourage them.
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.